What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the
No Cap Podcast. Be sure to check us out on Instagram so you can keep up with our guest stars, stories, and vlogs.
Anyway, enjoy today's episode. Peace.
Woo!
Woo! You know Cole was late today.
Not even 2 minutes in, and I'm already getting bashed for being late. Hi, guys.
How long are we trying to get this?
I don't know.
20-30 minutes?
Yeah, we'll do 20-30 minutes.
All right.
Easy.
We got to school.
What?
And Cole said, I'll be there first. I got the room. And Santi and I get here.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Not here.
He said 4:22. Be here at 4:22. And we get to 4:22 and it's barren.
Empty.
Lights
he's
aren't on.
Not even
asked,
here.
We asked you to set up before we got here. And you were not set up cool.
I said, yeah. He said, text me. And I said, I did. And you did not check your phone.
He
so.
Didn't even think to
okay,
bring Expo right. Marker.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the No Cap Podcast. I'm here with Luisa.
Welcome back. It's our birthday.
You're right. You're right. Okay. Well, hey, guys.
Welcome to
there you go.
The first episode of the No Cap Podcast. I'm Luisa.
I'm Cole.
I'm Santiago.
What's up, y'all?
All right, so today's episode, right, we're going to be talking about Florida. We're just going to cover, a couple different things about Florida, but, you know, we'll just go. We'll talk about
it's
the things as we
overrated.
Get there.
Our
yeah.
home city is overrated.
It is.
100%.
Yeah.
Most definitely. We're talking specifically South Florida because that's where we're from. We don't really know. We don't really associate with North Florida. We don't claim that.
North Florida is not even Florida. North Florida is like its own little state, and South Florida is the only relevant part.
North Florida.
Everyone
just
knows Orlando.
Yeah, North Florida is just ghetto Georgia. So.
Yeah, it is. It's just rednecks and people not like.
Ghetto
white
Georgia.
Anyways.
Alright, so.
Not political.
there isn't a lot of things to do in Florida.
Oh my God, there's nothing
there's
in Florida.
Everyone
in South Florida.
Like, is thinking of like, oh, retirement. Oh, let's go for like vacation to Florida. But like, there's nothing to do besides Disney. And if you don't live in Orlando, like, it's not something you can do all the time.
That's all it is. It's just a bunch of boomers trying to
Everywhere. To
live the rest of their life.
South Florida is one of the most, I guess, popular places for people to retire. So
yeah.
There's a lot of retirement homes, and that's why traffic can be really bad here because people
oh
are very,
my
very
God, traffic. Okay, when you see an old person on the road, the first thought that comes to your head, why are you driving?
Why
Who
are they
gave here? You the right to drive? Why do you still have the right
why,
to drive?
Yeah, you got your driver's license in the 1900s. Like, driving has changed.
There's actually a movement right now going on where some
yeah.
people are trying. Some people are trying to get
a certain age limit
yeah, there's
for
a,
driving.
Yeah,
yes,
and on top of that, people are saying maybe once you turn 70 or when you turn 65, people want it like a sort
they
of
need
requirement.
To do a retest.
Yeah,
they
to
need
retake,
to do a
yeah.
retest.
To retest,
of
absolutely.
The driver's test.
Yeah. Literally the other day, I was driving and my dad was in the passenger seat, and we got to a stoplight and South Florida. You gotta remember, lots of old people. So we get to the stop sign and there's this old man in his minivan. And I kid you not, he had the door wide open, the back door, like, like the sliding door on his little Dodge Caravan was absolutely wide open. And he was too old, too senile to see that the door was open, like to
oh
even
God.
Hear it and notice it. And when a lady got out of her truck and tried to close the door for him, he thought that she was trying to break in.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It was really, really bad.
The
yeah.
thing also is that people in Florida, like, they don't care.
Yeah. No, they
no,
don't.
It's either they care too much or they don't care. Because there'll be people who are, like, so annoyed by slow drivers and they're just, like, cause, like, accidents because they're trying to go fast. And then there's people who just, like, don't care about anyone else in the car. They just take their time trying to get wherever they're getting. And they're just driving at 5 miles per hour on the highway. With no consideration for anyone else.
Yeah, because unless you're talking about for you know really big cities, you know if you're thinking oh L.A. and New York and maybe Miami, maybe the obsession here in Florida where there's like a wide age range because you'll find a lot of young people in universities, you'll find you know little kids, you'll find families, but the majority of you know suburban South Florida is going to be two different sides of the spectrum where it'll be either families, young families, so you know, the Karens, or you'll have the boomers, the old
Karens.
The
Karens
old people.
And the
it's their own cult of people.
It really
the Karens.
No, absolutely. South Florida is terrible. I would not
want to
be.
There are so many Karens in Florida. Oh my god. If you go to like Bed Bath and Body Works or whatever it's called.
Bed Bath and Body Works?
What's it called?
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Bath
okay,
and
what's the other one?
Bath and Body Works.
Okay, Bath and Body Works. Okay. Bed Bath and Body Works. If you go there, there is the most Karens in those stores.
Oh, yeah.
The most. Like, all the, let me speak to your managers, are in those stores, and it is the most obnoxious thing. That's, like, their home.
So many, like, base model Nike shoes, yoga pants, and quarter zip fucking Lululemon. Oh, my God. It's kind of out of control.
Karens are definitely the people, like, you're sitting at the stoplight, and then as soon as the light changes,
yes.
I can't stand those people.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of texting here, too.
Yeah,
a lot of people
texting all the time.
Yeah. Even old people, which is really bad, because they got to put on their little glasses to be able to see the screen in the first place.
No, what annoys me is that a bunch of adults always complain when like people are in their car texting, and they just assume it's a young person. But then like 5 minutes later, they'll go on their phone and like look at something else.
Yeah. So obviously, what we've explained so far, you can probably tell that Florida's a lot different than what you may think it is like, because a lot of times people assume, oh, Florida.
It's not all palm trees and sunshine.
Like, everyone just has that idea of beaches.
Yeah.
But that's it.
I barely ever
There's
go to
nothing
the beach.
Else to do. Yeah. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing fun anywhere. Like, it's just beaches, and that is it.
And unless you really manage to you know, like, when people think Florida, maybe they think wildlife, but a lot of time, for example, the wildlife is going to be really hard to find the true, like, exotic, like,
yeah.
You know, I know that the Florida state fish is a sailfish, but to find a sailfish in Florida, you know, you got to get on a boat and go pretty far. And
all you ever see are lizards.
Yeah.
Iguanas. Iguanas?
Oh.
Okay, wait.
Here
iguanas?
We go. Side topic.
Are so ugly.
Yeah.
Okay? Iguanas look like lizard dinosaurs, but, like, if they were dumb. They are so ugly. And they just sit on the side of the road, and then they run in the road, and they just want to get hit. Like, they're so ugly and dumb. And
let them die.
Also, okay, another side note, I hate ducks, bro. Oh my god.
Oh, this is gonna be a good one.
Okay,
go ahead.
I have, like, a low-key phobia of ducks, and I just can't. First of all, they're really ugly. Like, they're so ugly. I think that they're, like, spawns of Satan, to be quite honest.
God.
Like, they just, what is their purpose? They're ugly and just evil. Like, I'm so scared of them. Yesterday, I was eating pizza with my friends outside, and a duck came up to us, and it just started looking at us. It started waddling over, and I started screaming, and I almost started crying. It was so scary. Oh my god. Ducks are just ugly and evil.
I like ducks. I appreciate
what?
Ducks. Ducks aren't that bad. Ducks,
okay.
Ducks are the one animal that I don't mind.
I got bitten by a duck when I was little, and I think
it
just traumatized me forever. But
yeah.
Like, they're so ugly. Like, they're so ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. At least ducks have been, I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen as many ducks around now that it's getting a little colder. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Because during the summer, you'll see a lake, like, especially the lake here on campus. You'll see a lake, and it'll be, like, surrounded by a bunch of ducks. But now I really see what, like, by ibis or whatever. When you were talking about iguanas, now that it's, like, here in Florida, right, the weather's there's really only one season, and that's
summer.
You know what I mean?
There's, like, summer, and then there's, like, a warm summer, and then there's a cooler summer,
yeah,
but it's
which
all
is,
summer.
Right now we're going through the cooler summer, but sometimes there will be cold fronts. So the last week, exactly a week ago, there was a cold front. It was like 40 degrees outside.
That was so nice, but everyone freaks out so much in Florida because we're not used to it at all.
Yeah.
People wear like
50 degrees and it's the end of the world.
That's it. We all think we're going to die.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
50 layers of clothes because everyone is just freaking out about how cold it is, when in other states that's like, oh, 50 degrees? I just put a jacket on.
Yeah.
No, we're like long sleeves, jacket, sweater, hoodie.
Puffy hoodies. And When you were talking about iguanas, actually, because it got cold, iguanas are falling out of trees right now.
Oh,
actually,
my God.
They're
yeah.
freezing.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, they're cold-blooded
they
animals.
They just drop and die.
Yeah, they're cold-blooded animals, so they actually will freeze up and almost into, like, a dormant mm-hmm. state, almost like they were put in a freezer, and they're like, falling out of trees because that's where they normally rest. And, yeah, there was actually a story that happened a few years ago about this guy. They called him the iguana guy or something.
Very creative, man.
He was trying to save a bunch of iguanas.
Why would you do that?
No, because, you know, they're part of the wildlife. And
they're invasive.
But they're overpopulated.
Yeah. Oh, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't want to see him die. Maybe actually he was collecting them for food. No one knows. But he put him in his car. This is a true story. He put him a bunch of iguanas in his car. And then he had the heater running on his car, obviously, because either he was cold or he wanted to heat up the iguanas. And all the iguanas, because he was heating them up, started waking up in his car.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, when you pile, you know, a couple dozen iguanas in your car, it's going to be kind of chaotic. So his car was obviously full of iguana poop.
That's
and they all had to run out.
That's...
Okay.
Oh, you know, so supposedly Florida, like, is running TikTok right now.
Oh, yeah.
We are?
Yeah. Every single TikTok is like...
We own TikTok?
Yeah, we kind of own TikTok. And I think that's kind of cool. Because everyone is, like, from Florida.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, like, TikTok knows your location because everyone is on Florida. And
yeah.
it's on your For You page if you live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's from Florida. So
no,
I think that's
no,
kind of cool.
No, but that's, like, they do track you. Because, like, I went to
yeah.
Massachusetts and, like, all my TikToks turned to
Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just freaky.
I think it's really weird. Like, they don't need to do that. Why would you... Because
it's,
yeah.
like, specific content-aware, like, whatever. But, like, it doesn't matter where I am.
So
just show
much,
me the For You
there's
page.
There's so
yeah.
much
just show
that,
me
like,
the
tracks
you
your
page.
Location that I feel like doesn't need to
mm-hmm.
right now. And that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that everything knows what you're talking about, like, they'll target ads at you.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for a phone case to buy someone for Christmas, and I was looking for it on Instagram because I always see the ad for it, and I couldn't find the ad. So I purposely started talking about it, like, out loud to my phone, and it popped up, like,
no.
a few minutes later.
No, yeah,
that's
people
horrifying.
Have run tests where they'll start up a brand new computer, and they haven't even opened up Google yet,
mm-hmm.
and they'll just start talking about dog toys, and then
yeah.
they're talking about dog toys, and dog toys, and dog toys, and then they open up Google, and all of the ads that they get, even
yeah.
though they've never opened up Google, are all about dog toys.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah, and
guys, they're listening to us.
The other day,
hey FBI, if you can hear this, stop.
Actually,
please.
Actually, it would be NSA. But
NSA, whatever. There you go.
The other day, I never care about like sports that much, but you were talking about lacrosse like a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I started getting ads for lacrosse sticks on my like. Oh,
God, yeah. No, my dad was talking to me about. I got a knee injury lately. Like just recently from mountain biking, and my dad. On Instagram, got an ad on a deal for like a bunch of mountain bike knee pads.
Oh my
that,
god!
Yeah, he
that's
got like
so
three of those.
Creepy.
It is. It's kind of weird.
Oh my god.
But yeah, the floor is a little different than you would think. Weather's kind of
back to Florida. Yes.
Weather's kind of wonky. You know, I guess one of the most popular things that people discuss when they're talking about Florida is the Florida man. You know, the sort of.
Oh my god.
The lore
the
around
mythical
it.
Florida
the,
man.
Yeah, the very, very special Florida man.
I think it's crazy because, like, I haven't seen anything, like, super strange, but you hear
oh,
about
you
it.
Oh,
I haven't.
Oh, I've
oh.
seen.
Pretty
I definitely seen. Have not seen, like,
no.
really weird things,
you
but I hear
seen.
About it all the time.
Nah, there's, like,
sometimes. There's some weird stuff
you
going on.
Out late, you walk
or,
out late at night.
Or maybe I have seen things and they just seem normal because.
Yeah.
Because
we live
we
here.
We live in Florida. I don't, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't know. There's some weird people. There's weird guys. Old men at the beach are weird,
oh
you know. They are very, like, disrespectful.
They're odd people.
No, yeah. No, I...
Oh, we went to the beach, like, months and months ago.
Yeah.
We went to the beach, and this guy came up to us. I don't remember his name, but, like...
Joey.
Was it Joey?
Yeah.
Joey, if you're listening, bro, you need to get yourself in check, bro. This man came up to us. We're, like, a bunch of, like, teenagers, young teenagers, like, 15, 16, whatever. And this kid, he's like, I don't know, 18, 19,
mm-hmm.
something like that. And he just comes over to us and starts talking. He's like, can we take a picture with you guys? And we're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. And then he just like whips out like a jewel pod, which first of all, like we think was fake. Like it was definitely not a real, he's just trying to be cool, I think.
What?
And then we're with our friend and he just like says the N-word like towards her. And
oh, yeah.
it was just, we were all like so shook. No one knew what to do. And we were all like,
Not even casually, like in actually a racist
way. No, yeah, he like, what? He genuinely like,
yeah,
just said that. And we were all like, what? Yeah, like, we didn't know what to do or how to react because it was like so like natural for him like to just
be. Wait, how old was this dude?
Like 19, 20.
Yeah.
That was so crazy.
Yeah, like, so there's a lot of weird stuff going on in Florida.
And we were with a bunch of people too.
Yeah. It's not actually, it isn't, I know that it isn't specifically just Florida where a bunch of crazy things happen.
Yeah.
The thing that makes it so that so many articles are made about, you know, the Florida man and whatnot is that Florida is one of the few states that has open police records so that anyone can access them. So if someone gets arrested for surfing cars on meth in the middle of I-95, which was a real thing, which happened on my birthday. Then that'll sort of be a public thing, so any news article can make, you know, you'll see, you know, any old news station talking about it. But if you go to Alabama, if you go to another state, you know, then it'll be that's not necessarily public, so it's harder for the news stations to access that, and therefore the Florida Man sort of became this really popular you know sort of thing. There's crackheads everywhere.
Oh, talking about like weird things. Did you guys hear about that, like, documentary thing that was, like, don't something with cats? It's, like...
Don't F
yeah,
with cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch
it. I didn't watch it either. I'm, like, low-key too scared to watch
it. What is it?
It's supposed to be, like, this guy who was, like, murdering cats.
What?
And, like, real and like posting the videos online. And, like, they were trying to find him.
Well, there's
and, like,
a Reddit, so it's definitely screwed up.
No, yeah, it's, like...
That I
supposedly, like, he was like strangling them and like murdering them and posting the videos, and like a bunch of people were trying to find him, and it went on for like a long time, and they eventually like found him, but someone died. I don't know. That seemed like really
a twisted criminal's gruesome videos drive a group of amateur online sleuths to launch a risky manhunt and brings them to a dark underworld.
Oh my! Wait, you know what? There is actually a connection here between the Florida man and the abuse of animals. There's a popular video that came out a couple of years ago now. It's really, really, really disturbing. And it's this guy who got a whole legitimate professional interview where he told a story about how in when he was young, when he was a journalist and a biologist and whatnot, how he fell in love with a dolphin.
Oh my God.
At the enclosure.
No,
do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He lives here in Florida. He lives in Clearwater. That's just weird. That's just strange, man.
No, and it's like so common too.
Yeah.
That
people are just weird like that.
What makes you look at an animal and be like, wow, that's the animal, that's
yeah,
pretty
true.
Hot right there. Like,
yeah.
What?
That's getting cut out.
But,
yeah. It's very weird. Some people I saw some comments having sympathy for him too, but I mean,
how can you have sympathy
for
that?
It's just strange because the way he was talking about it, you know, some people started believing him that it really was a love story because of the way the dolphin was acting. But
that's not how it works.
You know, that's never
that's
gonna
too
be
much.
How it
oh
works. It's far too much.
You can't just do that.
Yeah.
You can't. No, that's not normal.
That's
disgusting.
Florida is just a weird state. It's not, I imagine, you know, that even though we say that there's nothing to do in Florida, I'm sure that it's more eventful than maybe Wisconsin, you know, maybe more eventful than some of the states that
were. Also, like, there's nothing, like, there's no mountains here or anything.
Yeah.
There's, like, no, like, there's nothing to do besides go to the beach. Like,
yeah, personally, I like mountain biking and, personally, I like mountain biking, and it's a lot different here than you would expect in many other states because there's no mountains. You know,
what,
so
do you do, bike up Mount Trashmore?
No, yeah, actually that's a thing. There's actually a
what?
Yes.
There's a park. There's a park in Virginia. It's called Virginia Key, and it's a trash. It's like it used to be like a landfill,
oh,
and then
God.
It turned into a mountain bike park because it actually is, you know, like pretty hilly compared to like the rest of Florida.
No, you know the big like trash mountain thing in Florida that you always pass by, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Mount Trashmore.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know, but whatever. Anyways, that it it kind of worries me a lot because where are we going to keep putting trash? Like, we don't stop producing trash all the time. Where are we going to put it eventually?
I mean, even if we reduce the amount of, which we should, obviously, there should be a movement to sort of start reducing the amount of trash that we build, because I know that I think right now the average amount of trash that we each produce is 3 pounds a day, which is a lot of trash.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, there's no way to produce zero trash, you
right.
know? It's impossible.
We can eat our trash.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the whole trash thing. It's kind of a weird subject, you know. There's not much that you can do. But yeah, I mean, at the very least, here in Florida, you know, there's been strides to sort of at least do something useful with the trash. I know that in South Florida, there's a few landfill parks. I know one of them is Vista View Park. So there's a lot of like they try and at least take those.
How do you
landfills.
Know all this information?
Yeah, this is crazy.
How do you like know all this stuff?
I don't know.
Walking
like,
Wikipedia.
Go home and just read.
No.
That's crazy. Imagine going home and reading.
I don't read. I don't like go home just to learn this stuff. But yeah, there's landfill parks. There's different things that they're trying to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
here on campus, there's trash compactors. That's the thing that we can do is try and compact the trash better, so that we have you know a better chance of not running out of space so quickly.
Moving on from trash.
Let me throw this out there. So if we were to, I've lived in Florida my entire life, and I want to get out.
Didn't you live in like North Carolina?
Oh my God! Forget about that. We don't talk about that year. Would you move? Would you leave Florida?
I am waiting to move. As soon as I can move, I am out of Florida. I genuinely dislike Florida with such a burning passion. Because I just don't like heat, first of all, which is a big thing for me. And I want to be in a busy place. Like, I want to go to New York. I want to live in New York. My dad lived in New York. I've been to there one time, and I fell in love with it, like, completely. Either New York or, like, I don't know, California, I guess. The two most basic places that you want to live. But I really want to go to New York.
If it were up to me, I don't know if I would... move from Florida, you know?
Really?
I think I would have to see what those places are like. I've been to California for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to New York for a week. I really loved California, but at the same time, you would consider something like living expense.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Really expensive.
And even though it may not seem like a place like here, like South Florida, especially like the suburbs here,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a lot safer than what you would find in
a
major city like New York or Los Angeles.
But there's no adventure. Like, over there, you can go out on the street and, like, you will see, like, some crazy things. Just, it's always entertaining to be there. It's always fun. Here, you just go out.
We have some places
just,
like that here. We have downtown Miami and we have Key
yeah,
West.
But, like, it's so far. Like, Florida is so big.
It's so big, but there's so much nothing.
Right. And.
Yeah.
Especially because we have the Everglades, and that's a whole different thing with trying to preserve the Everglades. But it's so big that if you want to go from, like, South Florida to North Florida, it takes so long.
It does. It's a long state.
It's a really... How long is it?
It's
like, from...
From, like...
Let's say here to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
It's, like, 6-7 hours, I think.
Yeah, it's like, a 6-7 hour drive. Especially if you consider, for example, some place... like Jacksonville and go all the way up down to Key West,
yeah.
which is already from here, which we're already technically in South Florida.
Right.
If you were to go to Key West, which is the southernmost point of Florida, then you would go to, you know, it would probably take you 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a good 9 hour drive going
Proceed
across
the
entire
route.
State.
Then turn left.
Like, where are we going?
If we left right now to go to Jacksonville, we'd get there at 2 o'clock. So that's like 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a big state.
Yeah.
It's
big nothing.
Yeah.
It's a big nothing because there's nothing to... There's
6 hours to get to Tallahassee.
Like, there's no really crazy landmarks. Like, nothing, like, iconic, like the Statue of Liberty or, like, the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, you know?
You know, most people, we just have Key West, I guess.
And Everglades, but... Airboat rides. That's all the Everglades is great.
Duck tours.
Oh, yeah.
I went there.
No, yeah. But you don't like ducks. I guess, yeah, if to, like, kind of finish off that topic, if I were to have to move, I would have to consider my options, because I mean I've lived in other places before, because you know I'm Mexican. I was born in Mexico, lived there till I was 5, almost 6, and then I came here. And you know, when people say that there's nothing like the U.S., there really isn't anything like the U.S. It really is different than almost every other place. That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
That's gonna be like next week's episode.
Yeah, that is definitely a different episode we'll be talking about. But yeah, I would have to weigh my options. You know.
Where would you go?
I want to go to a different country.
Country?
Yeah.
Like where?
Europe.
I want to go to
somewhere
Europe. Europe.
Okay, a country in Europe.
I want
not
to
that
go
Europe
to
country.
Europe, but I don't know how to move out of the United States.
It's tricky because we don't know if the United States is going to improve.
Yeah.
It might not.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know,
mm-hmm.
but.
I think that I would want to like be able to go places for like long periods of time, but like not live there. So I like have a home in Florida, but travel for like months at end.
Oh no! Yeah, that's what that I would
live the van life.
No, yeah, I would definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God! After watching all those TikToks about that one like group of people who were turning the bus
who lived
into
a,
the
yeah.
into the like. Home.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that so bad. I want to like get a group of people and just turn like a school bus into like a little apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Where
That'd
are you gonna
so
find a school bus?
At a school bus store. I don't know.
No, you can buy school buses.
Yeah,
from,
or like
from
just a really big like thing.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. Like imagine how much
like
fun
be,
but also work
it would
like
be easier to make a semi into
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That's already hollowed out.
But
all right.
Let's talk about school buses.
Schools, not necessarily.
Florida schools.
Yeah.
What a trip! Oh my gosh.
Okay, but.
FSU, FIU, FAU.
Wait, can we talk about high schools first, though?
Sure.
Because high schools in Florida, like I don't know, but Broward high schools are kind of whack. I went to a middle school that was really like sheltered, but I don't know, even middle schools are just crazy. Like my school was like really like sheltered, like I never heard of any drugs, there was never any fights or anything. But middle schools, people were already doing a lot in middle school in Broward, and I don't know. I
went to a Broward school for about a year and a half. And it was in Weston. But the thing about Weston is, a lot of people say that Weston is like, it's the one city that really isn't considered true Broward, because Weston's just really nice. It's
yeah.
really safe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the school that I went to, it was like
shots at Broward.
Yeah, no, yeah. People from Broward, they're like, we don't claim Weston. Like that's Palm Beach, you know, because it was a nice middle school, you know. I went to Falcon Cove. And then the high school that it's connected to is just really also very similar to the middle school, which is Cypress Bay. So there's a lot of different, I guess, a sort of, there's different almost, not cultures necessarily, but lifestyles that take place within so many different high schools here.
Even in one city, like Coral Springs, like there's different levels. Like if you look at like Terravella versus like, I don't know, Coral Springs High School, they're like
mm-hmm.
pretty similar. And then you move over one city to like Parkland or something.
Yeah.
And then there's Douglas. And it's they're so different.
Yeah.
Like Coral Glades and like.
And it's like it's like that everywhere. But like,
it really is.
But you don't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like you just think about like, it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Boca Raton has three different public high schools, which are Spanish River, Olympic Heights, and West Boca High School.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. They're all very, very different, you know what I mean? They all have reputations that come with them.
Boca High is overpopulated.
Oh, yeah, Boca High, too, so there's four. There's just a lot of different things. Boca High, actually, West Boca was created because Boca High was so overpopulated. The high schools are just kind of, they're all unique, you know? It's kind of crazy. It's not like, you know, you can't create an image of what you think the average high schooler is like unless you go to a lot of different high schools.
But what really bothers me though, like a lot, is how the education is so different in every single one of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like even in, like I said, even one city, like the education in different high schools in the same city is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone can be getting all these resources, all these opportunities, and then in another high school like a couple blocks down, they're like getting nothing. They're just getting basic education with no nothing else.
Yeah, that's why I appreciated going to Falcon Cove and Weston as much as I did. Mm-hmm. That's probably the one saving grace that that city has, because it's just so boring, but at the very least, it's a fantastic school. Like, they have very good schools there, mm-hmm. you know? Like, they have a lot of technology. Teachers know how to use them. The teachers are good, like, they have good teachers.
Yeah.
And then you go, you know, one city over, and you go to Sunrise, and, you know, it's going to be, you're going to have a much different sort of experience.
Right.
So it's not necessarily balanced. And I think a lot of it depends on funding, because you can't hire good teachers unless you can pay for a good teacher.
Right. But that's so unfair to, like, the students who go there. And they, it's not like you're just going to move.
Yeah.
Like, some people actually do move just for, like, schools, because education is so important. And, like, some people aren't just getting that. But it's not like most families are going to move for their kid to go to high school. And it's just not fair to me. I don't think that they can, you can't choose which schools.
Yeah, some people actually lie about their addresses.
Right, just to get into better high schools,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, same thing happened in middle school. All right, next up, Florida colleges.
Colleges. We're
yeah.
in college, guys.
Yeah, we are
in college.
That's kind of crazy.
That's going to be our whole episode, our messed up school. That's going to be...
Oh my God!
That's gonna be an hour-long special.
That?
No,
we can give a little. We can just give a preview.
Right,
so,
go ahead.
We're in a high school program that that sort of accelerates the high school experience and then throws you into a real world, you know, college campus.
Yeah.
So what we do is on this college campus, there's a small high school campus on which we did ninth grade, and within ninth grade, rather than, you know, the typical ninth grade curriculum where, you know, you have seven classes and maybe a study hall,
right.
and then you have midterms in December and then finals all the way in June. We had finals in December and then a whole new set of classes.
Right, we had semesters.
Yeah,
right.
And then finals again in June, which is like how Louisa said, it's modeled after the sort of college semesters scene. And so now, as soon as we finish ninth grade, we are full-time college
students. Yeah, we transition to the college. And
they ship us off and say good luck.
Right. Basically, they kind of like disassociate with us. We don't have to associate with the high school anymore because
yeah.
we're like college students. We do have some relationship to the high school.
Yeah.
But like no one on here knows that except
yeah.
for us.
Some people maybe go to clubs now and then, but you know, you rarely ever visit
right,
the
high school
building.
Right,
because
we can't play college sports, but
mm-hmm.
we can do the sports at our high school.
Yeah.
And we can do clubs at our high school. But we're college students, so.
Yeah, actually just before we finish talking about that high school and we can actually move on to the college itself, there is actually sort of a culture or a rule among the students at this high school
yeah.
that you don't want to disclose that you are a
high
school student
schooler, yeah.
because
you're a spy.
Yeah.
Even though
your
it kind of sucks
secret.
Though, because like for me, example, I look
yeah.
like a high schooler.
Yeah, there are
me
definitely
too.
Some kids who literally look the part of like a 5-year-old walking
yeah.
amongst men. It's just
we know exactly who you're talking about.
But yeah, we don't really like to tell people because they sort of lose disrespect for you.
You
know,
yeah,
you know what though?
They
I
treat
not,
you differently.
I have not like witnessed that myself though, because I've talked to a few college, like actual college
yeah.
kids, and they're all like, "Oh, that's really cool," and that's it. Like
no,
they
yeah.
never continue the conversation. They're like, "Okay, whatever."
Yeah, the reactions that I've gotten have been, you know. Oh wow, you're so smart. Like that's cool. But
right.
I've also gotten like, once you tell them, there's a lot of times there will be this distance that they create because they don't like, they're fine with having a conversation with another college kid in class, right?
Right.
But if you're talking to like a
15-year-old
in class,
yeah.
it's like, it's kind of weird.
It's like
you know?
You're babysitting this
yeah.
kid now. It's
yeah,
like,
that's what they say. They
it's
almost
not
start
your
to feel
equal partner.
Yeah, they don't feel.
I haven't seen
that
to myself. That
happened to me. That's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened to multiple students. That's why.
Yeah, for sure. I know started. It has happened.
Yeah. All right, colleges. We go to Florida Atlantic University.
Yes, we do.
It's
now people can find us.
It's a college that is actually making a name for itself right now.
Well, it's Florida Atlantic University, so it's a university.
Yeah, yeah. It's a university that's making a name for itself right now. It's very focused on undergraduate research to the point where we're almost top in undergraduate research. And that's sort of where we're getting our name from right now. But there's obviously a lot of other colleges that already have a name for themselves that are very, very good.
Stop.
The voice crack.
Don't bully people. We're not bullying each other on this podcast.
The basic list, pretty much the important list, maybe, of big schools here in Florida is going to be UF, all right, University of Florida, the Gators, FSU, Seminoles.
Boo.
You're going to have the Canes, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, University of Miami.
Yes, sir.
There's UCF.
Yeah.
There's USF, University of South Florida. There's FIU.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of schools.
Yeah.
Schools.
Florida has a very... Scorda.
And they all want to kill each other in football.
Yeah, they all hate each other.
And I don't care.
We're going to have a whole episode about football, and Luis is just going to sit here.
Yeah, Luis is definitely just going to be chilling there.
You know, I only watch Super Bowls. I literally only watch Super Bowls. That's the only game I ever watch every year. And I just pick a team. I'm like, this is my team now.
They have pretty colors.
Yeah.
Let's go with them.
Super Bowl is actually coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of excited for that. It's going to be an exciting game.
I don't care this year.
I was having a conversation with someone, and we were like, we want to get like a bunch of people who don't care about football, and we should just watch the football game. Like, with a bunch of people who don't care.
You guys
want to
have a Super Bowl party?
You guys all care.
Are you having
care.
One already?
Yeah, well, it's like family. It's not like anybody else. But
dang it.
That hurt.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Lucy and I are gonna have our own Super
Bowl.
Yeah,
Santi and I will have our own Super Bowl party. That was really good.
poor listeners. Look at this.
The audio listeners are gonna hate
audio.
You guys for
the
that.
Audio.
Headphone users.
sorry about that.
There's a post kind of just sorry.
But yeah. Another thing about Florida, even though they they have. Like, the colleges are good, you know, learning environments, you know, because we do have good schools. It's also, Florida has some party schools, for sure.
FAU is supposed to be
FAU's
a party
FSU.
School.
FSU. Oh, yeah. The FSU is wild. Nobody goes to Gainesville on the weekends. Everyone's going to FSU, you know what I mean? That's why there's so much rivalry between UF and FSU. The UF will be like, oh, you guys don't even do anything. You guys are just a party school.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you guys are just mad because you're boring.
Yeah.
You know, and then some people are like, oh, what do you mean? FSU might as well be chlamydia town. Like,
It is chlamydia town.
It is,
my sister went there, actually.
Holy.
And she was... She it was even worse if she was in a sorority, so...
Oh!
For her, she's in med school. She was straight laced. She was great kid. She never.
As far as you know.
No, I know, because we visited her a lot. But yeah, FSU, sometimes they're not a party school, but they do have decent programs. Everywhere has decent programs.
Yeah.
Every place has up and downs. Like Florida.
We don't have up and downs. There's no hills.
Yeah.
It's flat.
Not even in temperature either.
Yeah, it's just.
But as you can tell, you know, I mean, I guess this podcast episode sort of changed my mind a little bit because I guess we came into it saying that it's super boring, that it's a desert. But I mean,
yep,
I guess
period.
We did have a lot to
there
talk about.
Yeah,
it's still there's still not much. Though it's our age, it could be our age though.
Yeah,
because once we get older, there we'll find more things to do.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's
or
definitely a lot of nightlife
to
be had in Miami.
Oh. Foreshadowing?
Yeah.
Are we gonna podcast in a club?
Oh.
In a couple of years.
Hey guys, we're here with Marissa.
Okay.
So
that was
it.
I think that'll wrap up
our podcast for the day.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
I hope that you come back next episode. We'll be back. This is again Santi, our
Production manager.
Best production manager.
Woo! Yes.
You've done one episode, but you're still the best.
Yes. And
yeah.
I'm Luisa. I'm just co-hosting with Cole.
Yeah. we hope you guys enjoyed. And
we promise next week will be a little more interesting.
Absolutely. Actually, as the podcast keeps on going, we guarantee that
the content
will get better and better and better. So don't have
lose
your
hope.
Hopes.
Don't lose hope.
Absolutely. All right. We hope you had fun.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye. How do we stop it?
No, now you're recording.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Now you're definitely recording right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Wait. But how do we stop it?
How do we stop it?
Click that, and then click the screen.